This is the brief on choosing the right timber flooring plank width. Well, whether you go narrow or wide isn't just about aesthetics. It literally impacts how big your room feels and how well your floor survives moisture changes. Did you think plank width was just some minor design detail? Because it's actually a total structural game changer. First, let's talk visual impact. Narrow planks under 100 millimeters are kind of like pinstripes on a suit. They pull your eye to elongate tight spaces and hallways. But wide planks, 125 millimeters and up, act like a big canvas. Having fewer seams creates this seamless, expansive look, perfectly showing off the wood's natural art. Second, we've got to look at durability. Narrow boards distribute expansion across tons of small joints, making them super resilient to climate shifts. You might assume a bigger board is a stronger board, right? Actually, no way. Wide, solid boards absorb moisture unevenly and are prone to cupping, where the edges lift up. To stop that warping, they need serious support, like an engineered core or heavy-duty adhesives. Finally, there's cost and layout. Wide, solid planks cost way more because they need larger, older trees and create more milling waste, whereas narrow planks are super affordable. And remember the two-board width rule. Even tight hallways need at least 2 to 3 full boards side by side so it doesn't look awkward. You can even mix widths to zone areas. Matching your floorboard width to your room scale and climate will not only save your budget, but keep your floors lying flat and looking flawless for decades.